Welcome back, beloved, to another episode of Christian Singles Today. This is Reverend Simone Lee, your Christian relationship coach, and I'm so glad that you decided to take time to invest in yourself again so that we can come together as a community to share the real life struggles we have as a Christian single in this world today. And of course, there are joys, there are challenges, and there's opportunities, but this is indeed a really unique season of our lives, one which is often very much overlooked. So the purpose of this podcast is to create a community where we can support and encourage one another during this time of our lives. These last few weeks, we've been kind of debunking some of the myths of what it means to be single and some of the common misconception about all of that. Last week, we talked about how often we think that, you know, singleness is a problem to be solved, as if, you know, there's something wrong and that's why people are single. And if we could just, you know, figure out what that thing is wrong with you and fix it, then perhaps you can overcome this season of singlehood, meaning get yourself hitched and married somehow. And last week we talked about, you know, maybe it's not really about that. Singleness in today's society isn't really so much of a problem, but almost like a life stage. And it could be a life stage where one will choose to have it longer than others would choose for it to be. Or for some people, we may find ourselves feeling stuck in this life stage longer than we had anticipated for it to be. But regardless of that, this life stage can still be one that is full of triumph and is full of fruit and does not have to be filled with loneliness or despair, and as if it's a problem that needs to be resolved in any way. So if you had missed last week's episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to that so that we can go into deeper conversation. And hopping on that same note, so today I want to invite us to talk about the topic of how sometimes in our singleness, we're forcing ourselves to be satisfied with things that are actually unfulfilling in our lives and basically the myths behind that. But before we dive into that, I just want to encourage you to be a part of this community by subscribing or following this podcast so that you'll be notified every Tuesday when we have a new episode being launched. And at the same time, to follow me on social media at Simone the Beloved and to get in touch with me so that I can hear your feedback so that I'm not having this conversation alone. Like I said, the vision of this podcast isn't so just to share my thoughts and my feelings about what it means to be single Christian in today's society, but also to open up a space where you may feel safe to share this with other people and that we can support one another in our exploration and discovering the fruitfulness of this season. So to dive into today's topic, I don't know about you, but in my experience as a Christian counselor, spiritual director, pastor, and Christian relationship coach and all that good stuff, I often find myself hearing the same lie over and over again from a lot of the people that I have the privilege to journey with. And that is when people have been single for a while and they've been feeling almost kind of despair because age is creeping in and bodily functions are starting to decline, they start to convince themselves that perhaps they have the gift of singleness. And it's always very, very disturbing to me because the way they describe this gift of singleness is not one where it feels like a gift, but it feels like a curse actually. And what I mean is that the gift of singleness is something that, as the name implies, should be a gift. It's something that we receive with joy, and it's encouraging, and it's something that adds to our life. But a lot of times when I talk to people who says that they've embraced their gift of singleness, it's that they have become so despaired, and they have reached a spot in their life where it was just too painful to hope anymore. That perhaps maybe God doesn't have someone for me. Maybe there are some areas of my life that is not meant to be fulfilled. Maybe I'm that one person that is undesirable for everyone around me, and that I am not beautiful. And that is often how people come to the conclusion that perhaps they have the gift of singleness. So let me backtrack for a moment. If you do indeed have the gift of singleness, where you are triumphant, where you are enjoying it and embracing it, and you're seeing how fruitful it is, and you can't even imagine life being any different, you don't feel like there's a lack in any way, it does not make you feel undesirable, it does not make you feel unfulfilled to be single, you feel beautiful, you feel empowered, and this is how you would imagine serving the Lord and living your life for the rest of your life. I am so excited for you, and kudos to you, and I would love to hear your story, because actually we do need to hear more stories about the triumphs of what it means to live in the abundance of the gift of singlehood. But if that's not how you're feeling regarding your season of singlehood right now, I want to challenge you to think, perhaps, beloved, that maybe you do not have the gift of singlehood. And the reason why there is that holy disgruntle, holy dissatisfaction, holy despair almost that you're experiencing right now is because something is lacking and something is missing in your life. And that something is something that God desires to give you, a desire that He planted in you, a desire that He wants to fulfill in your life. And I'm sorry that this podcast may be rocking your boat a little bit, because maybe after a long, long time, you finally got yourself to settle and convince yourself to, like, you know what, this is just how life is. Maybe, you know, God has limited amount of cards to give out, and you're just the one that got the short end of the stick in this area of your life, and that you're content with knowing that God's blessed you abundantly in other areas of your life. So perhaps it's okay that, and it's only fair, quote unquote, that, you know, you do not get blessed abundantly also in this part of your life. And I'm just gonna rock the boat a little bit here, beloved, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because our Father is abundant in His resources and is creative and is loving and cherishes you and adores you. And don't you think His plans for you would have taken into consideration all the reasons why you feel like you do not deserve to be happy in this aspect of your life? Taken into consideration all the areas you feel like you have sinned or screwed up too much to be reconciled with, so that you can also have the lifestyle that you're desiring, that you're envying, that you're secretly hoping for still. And that despair, that spirit of despair, is not from the Lord. That spirit of despair drives a wedge, in fact, between us and our loving Father. It creates doubt that says that perhaps God's love for me is limited somehow, that perhaps all these other areas of my life He cares about, but there's just one area of my life His hands are just not far enough to reach. And all these can only be lies from the enemy, because if we know the Lord of the Bible, the Father that created us and thought of us and wove us together before the beginning of time, we would know that His plans for us are great and wonderful and bountiful, and that if He would be willing to give His one and only Son to die on the cross for us so that we may be redeemed and reconciled in relationship with Him, why would He hold back on everything else, on anything else in our lives? And if there's a desire in your heart to be in union, to be in partnership with other people in your life, with another person in your life, to have a family of your own, wouldn't God have been the one that had planted that desire in your heart? Wouldn't He know it more than you do? Wouldn't it be perhaps that your Creator is the one that desires it more than you do for that to be fulfilled in your life? And that despair, I want to encourage you today to allow the Holy Spirit to make an exchange with you. Instead of having despair, may He exchange it for anticipation, for excitement, that the reason why you're feeling unsatisfied in this season is because you know that He has greater and better things to come. And it's coming, and you are excited, and that you know that when you partner with Him, when you walk with Him, when you allow Him to guide and lead you, when you allow Him to be the one to write this beautiful story of your life for you, that your desires, your dreams will be fulfilled in a way that's above and beyond anything you can ever expect or hope for. But how do we get there in this time of feeling like in between, of before all these dreams, anticipation, and desires are fulfilled? What are we supposed to do? I think this season is one where we can learn to feel safe within ourselves. Learn to make space for our relationship with Christ so that we can feel loved, we can feel beautiful, we can be our best self, cultivating our best self as we are known by our beloved husband, Jesus. So that in this cultivation of relationship with God and for ourselves and for other people, it shapes us to the fullness of who we were created to be. And as we walk towards becoming more and more that person we were created to be, then you will find your tribe, your people, your friends, your community, not to mention the partner that perhaps you've been desiring to meet. Because only when you're truly yourself, you will know how you fit into this world as that unique puzzle piece that you're created to be. But when we're too busy shape-shifting to accommodate to the whims of this world, to the pulls of to the left and the right by what society says you have to be, you ought to be, the next, you know, trend or hype of self-help, or even what your friends, or even just people-pleasing. When we are being shaped by all these other things, instead of who the core of who we're created to be in the core of ourselves, it's no wonder that we cannot find our tribe. It's no wonder that, almost like, you know, where do I belong in this world? And when you're not even able to find where you belong in this world, you're not able to fully express yourself, then it's really hard. It's really hard to find the people that you're supposed to be walking the rest of your life with, not to mention the partner, the family that you are to grow together with. So I know we're running a little bit longer than we usually do, but I just really want to encourage you, beloved, to stick with me here, because it's really important that we figure out who we truly are in God before we conclude to whether, one, we have the gift of singlehood, or whether that He desires to give us this blessing of being in a family of our own. And what does that family even look like? And all of this requires a deep conversation with God, truthfully, about the desires of our hearts. Because God our Father is a safe place. Jesus is a safe place. Holy Spirit is a safe place. And we want to be able to come to that place where we can be comfortable to truly express who we are, to truly express the areas in our life we are feeling unfulfilled, unsatisfied, and frustrated, where we feel undesirable, where we feel not beautiful, not empowered, and even stuck, or even despair in some ways. Unless we're able to come to this place where we are truthful to ourselves and to God, it's really hard. It's really, really hard to look with clarity how God is desiring to lead and invite you and bless you in this season, and what is the blessing that He is wanting you to be in anticipation for, to be ready for. So like I've been emphasized, the season of singlehood is not a land of in-between where you're just trying to just get through it day by day so that you can somehow get to the promised land. Nor is it a season where you're supposed to be fixing yourself so that you can be more qualified to receive the abundance that God has for you. It's not about any of these things, but it's about receiving the goodness, the fruitfulness that is in this season, and stewarding all of these well. And as we steward each season of our lives well, it prepares us for the next level. It prepares us for the season that is to come. Just like if we're in elementary school, when we do grade one well and we learn, you know, math, for example, if we learn how to add and subtract well, then when we get into grade two or grade three, where we have to learn the multiplication table, the division table, then all of that makes a lot more sense. It's not because I'm not good enough, that's why I'm in grade one this season, or why I'm in grade two this season, I'm still learning addition and subtraction. It's because this is just where you are in this life, right? And when the time comes, then you will move on to grade three and grade four, where you get to learn multiplication and division. And likewise is our singlehood. Whether it's a lot longer than you had anticipated, or that this is really your sweet place right now and you're really enjoying it and you've pretty much figured out this is where you want to stay. Regardless of all this, I think the invitation today, beloved, is to allow yourself to come to God with that full honesty, full disclosure about who you are, about what you're feeling, what you're struggling with, what your desires are, where your contempt are, and hearing how He wants to meet you precisely where you're at. Nothing more, nothing less. We don't have to be perfect in any way. We don't have to pretend to have it all together. We don't have to be more satisfied, more settled, because that's what the world tells us we need to be. We have to be put together. We have to be ready for action. We have to fake it till we make it. None of these things is what our Father desires for us. But instead, He desires for us to come to Him as little children, telling Him our concerns, our needs, our desires, and to advocate for ourselves what we truly, truly need from Him, trusting that His goodness and His love for us is true, always, always. And if you're feeling like, you know, this sounds really great, Simone, but I don't really know how to have any of these conversations with Jesus, like the way you're talking about, this sounds something very foreign, very new to me, then I really encourage you to get in touch with me, because that's what I'm here for, right? I am a spiritual director by profession and a counselor before that, so I have many, many years of experiences leading people through these kind of conversations, and I would love to give you a free session where we can explore how to have these conversations with God. And this is part of my ministry as an online ministry, so that I can empower more and more people like yourself to grow closer in their relationship with God. Because honestly, the foundation of our relationship with other people and even with ourselves really needs to start with knowing who God created each and every one of us to be. And it's not something that's easy to do alone a lot of times. So that's why I want to be here for you. So be sure to get in touch. My information will be below in the description, and I look forward to hearing from you. Anyways, beloved, in case no one told you today, you are accepted, you belong, and you are loved deeply by Jesus Christ. I look forward for our chat again next Tuesday.